The All Smiling Faces podcast is now sponsored by TyreSpot, the Northeast's leading tyre supplier with branches across the region. TyreSpot don't just do tyres, they cover everything from servicing to wheel alignment. They can handle every aspect of your car's maintenance. For more information, visit tyrespot.co.uk. Enjoy the episode. Back to the Gallagher Shots YouTube channel and podcast. I don't even know how to start this one, Decker. It's been a long time coming, but do you know what it is? I'm gonna take it back a little bit before we get started. I did not expect to have this moment when we started this podcast, when we started this YouTube channel. I did not think that we would ever be in a position where we were going to sit and say these words that you are about to say, mate. Take it away.
We're in the Champions League, you know?
Get in there, man. Mate, the best, the absolute best.
We're the best.
do you know what it is? And I know I've started this, okay? We have thoroughly deserved that this season. It took a lot of graft tonight to get it over the line, to use a saying from a previous manager, but Decker, let's just enjoy this moment right now. My throat is absolutely killing, I'm not gonna lie.
Tonight was obviously tonight got the point that we needed to get there, but it's not about that 90 minutes, is it? It's about the other 37 games or 36 games or whatever that we've had. And I agree, I think when you asked us to join the podcast or come and do a it was one show at your kitchen, maybe, or wherever it was, or actually, but yeah. Like, I never ever expected we'd ever be here, ever. And I think even when the takeover happened, right, like, we're all so positive and everyone's thinking, oh, this is it, sky's the limit, and you know, all these amazing things, but still never expected this moment to be as soon as it has been, you know, and that's what's also unbelievably scary. Like, you know, I was thinking maybe 4 or 5 years down the line. We might be sitting here, and it's took 18 months or whatever. You know?
I think you've summed it up perfectly. I think that we were hoping to be in the conversation when it comes to Champions League football. It's the first year after the takeover, without a massive amount of money being spent. And I know people throw it our way, saying you spent this amount of money, oil money, whatever it may be. But do you know what it is? I don't want to sound too obviously. I don't want to piss any of that fan base off. Kind of made that look easy this season. At times, we have.
Might get snippets. No. Listen, there's been moments in the season where big moments as well. You know, it's hard to try and think of all of them, but there's certain moments to me stand out. The Man United game at home, and that's quite late on actually, was huge, a huge moment that. And we absolutely battered them. We won 2-0, but we absolutely battered them. The Spurs game will probably forever, I think, live in one, because that was fourth against fifth, man. It was fourth against fifth, and we're five over that 20 minutes. Like, there's been moments this season where, like, they've been unbelievable. Like, it just blew your mind of how good. And of course, there's been games where we've huffed and puffed, and we've had that runaway where we're drawing a lot of games. But I mean, we've thoroughly deserved it, and no one can take that away from us. Like,
they can't make far from it. Do you know what it is? And was there any point where you were in doubt and doubtful that this would happen? Because we've been positive for a long time now. I know we've been pretty chilled on the podcast and pretty laid back to a certain degree, thinking, take the next game as it comes, take the next one. But we've always been pretty confident since, I would probably say, halfway through the season.
Yeah, well, if I cast my mind back, right, I'm sure we did a video where it was me and Mark chatting about, could we get top four? And Mark was, and listen, this is not me criticizing Mark for a change. This is just Mark probably being level-headed and like, you know. And I remember saying, like, well, what happens if January, if we sign Madison and we sign somebody else, could we do a push for top four? And he was like, oh, maybe. And you think we've managed to do that with signing Gordon, who, let's be very honest, hasn't done anything.
He hasn't played a massive part. Not really a small part.
Not at all. No, he's done no cameo at best. So I understand how lots of people probably thought, you know, oh, I don't get too carried away. After the World Cup, you know, I might break momentum and you don't know how the players will return. And the Wad Wilson's dip of form, and people kept saying, oh, he's not going to get the goals that we'll need anymore. And we've rid all, we've just getting through all of that and done it. And it's been unbelievable. It's a season that we'll never forget ever. And you've got to throw in a cup final into that as well.
I know.
I even forget about that sometimes.
I know. It's because this season and getting to this point where we've secured Champions League football tonight with a game left. Okay, one game left. Yeah. I'm glad it hasn't gone down to that last game, because the lads have been blown out their arses the last handful of games. And you can see it. You can see it. We struggled tonight to break down a team that were happy to come to St. James' Park and leave with a point. That's all they wanted tonight. And do you know what it is? A lot of people would have crumbled weeks ago, and we didn't. Mm-hmm. And okay. I think you've got to give credit to like Eddie Howe and everybody else behind the scenes to keep this group of lads and keep their mindset in the right place, because we've could have threw it away. We could have.
100%. I think what I'd like to say there as well, what you've mentioned there, we've done it with a game to go. I think everybody collectively needs to understand just how damn hard it is to finish in the top four. Like, you think of how amazing the season has been, the results we've had. To me, right, we just seem to win every single week. So, you know what I mean? We're just battering teams, and we've still only managed to secure it on the final game. Well, sorry, one game to go. And that just proves how over the course of the entire season, how hard it is to do. I'll not do it on this podcast, but we'll no doubt cover things that we might be worried about moving forward and things like that. And that's fine. You know what I mean? And we'll have them discussions when it's time to have it. But I think for now, we need to just, because these moments don't happen very often, certainly does anyway. And it probably is only the start of some. I know I say that a lot, it's only the beginning. And it is, I get that, but take nothing. It's just an unbelievable moment. And I keep saying to you all the time, you know, there's something about the Champions League for me. It's just like, it's just that, well, it is that elite.
It's the elite, huh?
The elite. And to have us back in there is just unbelievable. So,
we've mentioned, you know what it is, right? We make a running joke of the wound, you know, right? We make a running joke of it. We always did, because you never used to get to see it very often, right? And like I said at the start of this, for you to look back, what, 5-6 years ago when you joined the podcast, to think that you would, that phrase would catch on to a certain point where you're saying it double figures now, this season, and then at the end of the season, you're seeing Champions League, you know. It is absolutely mental when you think about it, isn't it?
Your mindset was probably not we're in the championship, you know.
But was a piss take, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
It started off as a piss take.
Because you were on holiday, and I remember I hosted a show. It was just me and Mark and Owen. And I have no, I didn't know what to say when I ended it. And I just went, well, when you know, and that was it. Get it off. And it was just a laugh. It's just a laugh. And it still is a laugh, really. But I was going to say, I'll apologize for still saying it. But you know what? I'm not going to apologize.
Just keep doing it, mate.
It's nice, and you know. And as you say, we're seeing it more and more. Sometimes I wouldn't say it, you know, 20 times in two seasons, whereas with, you know, however many other times I've said it this season. But, you know, again, I was thinking that I was seeing some of the players. There was a few players tonight, you know, I really wish, and I appreciate, obviously, they couldn't through injury and things like that. But part of us was wanting, like, I would love to have seen Richie to get on there. I know he couldn't. I know that. And it couldn't happen that way, and I get it. But I just feel that would have been their last moment at St. James's, quite possibly. And it would have been nice, I think, for the fans to sort of, because you have to remember these players in the Championship, Richie, and where they've done such an amazing job.
They're a big part of this.
Yeah, they are.
They're a huge part of this.
Maybe not in this particular season. Maybe behind the scenes they have been, but I appreciate in front of a face and that what they haven't been, but they're still part of that furniture, do you know what I mean? And they deserve that send-off, which is unfortunate that they maybe didn't get tonight. But.
I just want to give a special mention here to Josh Stockton. Once again, Josh, thank you very much. We didn't see him last week, so I hope you're well, Josh. He sends in another donation, says, hi, lads, hope you're both well. He has £20 to mark 20 years since we've been in the Champions League. Oh, no question tonight, just sending love as always. P.S., good to see you back on the channel, Decker. Feels like ages.
It was only a week, wasn't it?
It was only a week, Josh. Yeah. Easier. No, easier.
I'm here.
We'll also have another donation from Adam Morris. Thank you very much, Adam. No question, no comments, just a £20 donation once again. And another one from Indiegogo Figure. That is Nick Pope bails out Sean Dyche again. and he sent in a £2 donation. Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate it massively. If anybody does have any questions, we won't go too long tonight because it's 10 past 11.
I've got golf in the morning. So
Decker's got golf, and honestly, do you know what it is? And I've said this a few times this season that the moment when you're in St. James's Park, and you might think this is a bit reserved how we're being right now, but I think you use all the emotion, all the energy in that moment in St. James's Park. Then, and I've said this a few times, as soon as I leave that ground, I just feel like my energy just saps from my body, and you just dump all your emotions and your energy. And it's just like a massive sigh of relief coming out of that, just knowing that it's done. We can go into that game against Chelsea and not give a shit what happens.
Do you know, I've never asked you this, right? Do you know, what do you feel more nervous for? You're not about stress and stuff, like in terms of like, you know, you say you have to get a point tonight to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it was that, or a point again in the Champions League. Is it the same balance of nerves, or would you be a lot worse if it was we need a point to stay in the division? Would that be more for you? Or
I think if you look at it on the flip side and think it would need a point to stay in the Premier League, you're always worried because you're a pretty shit team.
Yeah.
I think needing a point to be in the Champions League is a different story because if you don't get Champions League, you still have a successful season.
Yeah.
But obviously, getting relegated can absolutely ruin a football club.
Yeah.
And this, and I think deep down, and I know I said I would have been disappointed if we didn't get Champions League just a couple of weeks ago. Yes, it would have been a great season still. But like we've said, this is just the start. This is a start, mate. And I know next season will be a lot harder. Of course, it'll be a lot harder. But I wouldn't be surprised to see us in the same position next year.
Well, I don't want to get too far. If you can back that up again. Goodness me, we are it, if that's the case. And the next season is going to be very, very, very tough. And I've said this before about how and a lot of other people is that, you know, it's his first experience of European football. And that's not a criticism at all. I am not saying he's not up for it. Absolutely not. Quite the opposite. But I feel like next season, there's going to be moments where we have to just embrace it, dig in, and really try and just, you know, get through it together. Because there will be some bad moments next season, possibly. But I still see, I was standing there. I took an amazing photo, in my opinion, anyway.
In my opinion as well, mate. It was a fantastic photo.
It was a great photo, it was. And I put it on Twitter and that. And, like, I actually stood in that position and thought, there's going to be people waving that lovely little thing in the middle. It's just in hearing the music. And I just keep thinking, like, can't believe. It's 20 years, which is a long time. And quite honest, it's hard to even remember some of the matches. It's just that feeling, isn't it? And what the players will be thinking. You know what I mean? You might still, you know, Almiron and Joe Linton. I mean, Howard, just think of that for a second, man.
I know.
Them two players, if I just mentioned them two.
They've been such key figures this season as well, haven't they?
100%, yeah. And you think though where they were before. You think of the Joe Linton, when what we signed in the position we were in at Bruce, to think he is going to walk out on that pitch. In a Champions League game, like it's mental. I'm sorry, like that's berserk. Like
it's absolutely ridiculous when you think about it, mate.
Unbelievable, and credit to all of them. Credit to, of course, Eddie Howe, but them individuals, like you know, like see Jacob Murphy's, for example, who I've criticised before. Joe Linton, yes, Eddie Howe can tell them what to do and all the rest of it. It's amazing, but he still has to produce. He still has to deliver, and like you kind of credit them enough, can you?
So Bassati are giving the likes of Eddie Howe and his coach and staff and the players credit and deservedly so. But I think we'll have to take a moment here to give credit to War Flags and what they have done at St. James's Park. And we're talking about way before the takeover. They've changed St. James's Park around because that ground could be toxic at times and it really could be. And I know since the takeover, things have changed, but just for War Flags to put the amount of time and effort and dedication into do what they do. And I've seen it firsthand what they do behind the scenes. And we do see clips from different videos which we see from War Flags and interviews which they do. But tonight, honestly, they just pull it out the bag every single time. And it's different every single time.
Yeah. Well, I think I said this, was it the last home game of last season? I thought it was one of the best ever. Honest to God, the blue star on the left. Oh my God, it was unbelievable. And there's so many in my head that I'm thinking of, but my God, that looked amazing tonight, didn't it? Like
it was special tonight, mate.
Unbelievable that tonight. Like, I just don't even know how you come up with the ideas, how you have the time to be able to do it. But tonight, honest to God, like it's just unbelievable. As you say though, to keep the ideas fresh and keep to try and think of new things. Like everyone's walking the wrong way. I wouldn't know what they're going to do. It's an amazing thing. Like it's you know. But I totally agree in terms of the atmosphere and what it's done. Like, wow, like just well played.
I can remember going into this ground under previous ownership and previous management 10 minutes after kickoff. And I'm disappointed if I'm not there 10 minutes before kickoff these days because I want it to soak it all in. And yes, that comes hand in hand with how well we are doing at the moment. Of course it is. But what one of the key reasons for that is because of war flags as well. And like I said, I know the amount of work which goes in behind the scenes. And honestly, the hours that they put in is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal.
And that all the they just want to make it better, aren't they, for the players and for the team. Do you know what I mean? That's what's amazing. Like as you say, they put that much effort in. There's so many people they'll just, you know, just rock up and it's good this. Like, but you think of the man hours and the work that's gone in. It's just unbelievable.
But it's even after this display ends as well. Do you know what it is? The surfer flag goes out, and whether that bit is in the East End, the Gallagher, the Leasers, wherever it may be, I see those lads getting that flag in after kickoff, putting it away, and 10 minutes later coming out, then enjoying the game at that point.
Yeah.
So they're still grafting as the game is being played.
They would have missed three of the goals at Spurs.
They did.
Yeah, but no, like I have to say, the one tonight, like, it looked unreal, didn't it? Like, I know it sounds daft, this one I'm going to say. I'm going to say something really stupid, right? But just bear with us. The quality of the flag, it looked unbelievable. Like, I'm telling you. I don't know how good you could see it from where
I can't really see it from where I'm sat.
It was unreal, like, the quality of that flag. It was unbelievable. And, the graft, when they're trying to put it away, you know, you see the lads at the bottom.
It's heavy as well, you know. The proper heavy, the surfer flags.
Unreal. Absolutely unreal. I can't, you know, for a player to walk out of that, like, must be incredible, mustn't it? Like, you know, and you know, you see these things on Twitter and that, and you've got the Dortmund wall and all the rest of it. You've got loads of courses other clubs do it, but I'm probably biased, like, but I honestly feel that certainly in the Premier League, no one touches with, like, nobody touches with this fake,
not even close,
this Anfield fake business and that. Nobody touches with in terms of what war flags have helped create in that regard. Like, it's been unbelievable.
Right, let's go through a couple of questions because there has been a couple. Yeah, the first one is from, let's have a look. And if anybody else does have any questions, send them our way. We'll go for another 10, 15 minutes. It is from Elspeth, NUFC Anderson. That says, can we get more merch now? Sure, Champions League, you know, might sell well. Do you know what it is? We'll have looked at like the Gallagher Shots merchandise over the last couple of seasons and we've just never done it. I'm wearing a t-shirt right now, which never actually went on sale. But do you know what it is? Some of the t-shirt designs that go in the group are pretty decent as well, aren't they?
Yeah, really good, yeah.
And we just never put them out there.
I think, I want one that's got like Decker 316 or something.
Just you. Just you.
What I will say though, it's not merch related, sorry, in a little bit, but like, I'm just probably going to buy like a bag full of Champions League badges. And I'm just going to go to my mum's house and go, can you just sew every one of them on every single Newcastle item I'm about to buy, no matter what it is? Like, socks, get it on there. Side of my shoes. Just
socks?
Just get it on there. Cap in the middle. Just get it on there. Like, I just want it everywhere. Might even get a tattoo on my arm, literally.
There's a question in from Chris Jenner that says, I couldn't see the flags in the Gallagher. What was the design? So, the Gallagher was the shield from the club crest. So, if you look at the shield, the one with the gold around the outside, it was that. And it had, like, black and white waves behind the background as well, didn't it?
Yes.
Then the Leasers was the old NUFC crest. So the NUFC with a C underneath it.
I couldn't see that at all. And do you know what was funny? I've just seen it in the chat and I went, that wasn't what the Gallagher was. Like, in my mind straight away, I thought.
Because you weren't in the Gallagher?
But I know. But I could see the Gallagher. And I was like, when I seen the picture of what you're mentioning, I was like, hang on, I didn't see that. I didn't even realise that.
Because you were amongst it.
Yeah, I didn't even realise that. So that was amazing as well.
And the East End had a big surfer flag that had all the players on it.
The best there is, you know.
Decker was a big fan of the quality of that.
There was the quality. You'll see photos obviously come out, and honestly, like, the quality of how it looked, it just looked. And they had Blue Star on, which, you know, special place in my heart.
Love the Blue Star.
Love a Blue Star. Don't
well, the podcast logo was actually the Blue Star.
It was, yeah, it was.
What a minute. It is. Never mind, it is.
Yeah. I'm so used to this one, you know, that's the one I keep thinking.
Yeah. The next question is from Zach Horney. That is, who would you prefer to join us in the Champions League, Man United or Liverpool? Because a fight's between them two now. It's Man U's to lose, obviously.
Do you know what? I'd probably prefer Man United, actually. I probably would. Probably. Mind you, if Liverpool, I will say this, haven't half made a hell of a run. Like, I mean, them were not even in the conversation of top four. So,
yeah.
And again, that proves how hard it is, isn't it? Like, everyone criticizes Liverpool, how shit they've been.
Tough to stay there.
And they're still nearly there. You know, they've still nearly come back. And I think we've done so well this season. And almost laugh sometimes at Liverpool of like, God, you're a 10th, you're whatever yours are. And the run they've managed to put together has been amazing. But anyway, I don't want them there. So,
Neil, Gio, hi, Neil. It's been a long time, mate.
Wow, Neil, lad.
He says, I haven't asked this question in 20 years, but does anybody know when the Champions League draw is? Did you look at this just before we went live?
I couldn't get signal properly, but I am going to look, though.
Is it late summer?
I don't know.
Because the first game is not like October or something daft like that.
Champions League draw. Can you believe can you even believe that I want to know this information?
And now we're Googling when the Champions League draw is. Never, ever did we think this would happen.
2023. So.
I'm sure it's end of the summer. I'm sure it's like end of August, maybe? Start of September?
24, wouldn't it be, though? I don't even think it's even on there, really. Oh, when is the draw? Clubs will find out the group stages opponents on Thursday, the August the 31st.
There you go. End of August.
Yeah, so is he asking live stream or something or what?
So there was a couple of comments before, and over the last few weeks, a lot of people asking for more content from the channel, which you will be getting throughout the summer. I know the season ends next week, but you'll still be getting plenty of us from us. In regards to the Champions League draw, it's normally midweek, if I remember right, and it's only middle of the afternoon as well. If we can arrange it, then yes, we will definitely do it. Not making any promises, but there'll be a couple of people. That'll be able to do that. I've got none left.
I'll try.
Absolutely none left.
Again, so yeah.
But we'll definitely do something. There'll be a hell of a lot more Champions League content. I'm saying a hell of a lot more because we've never done it before. But there will be so much in that. And you know what it is?
You're going to have two previews a week, immediately two reactions a week. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work, but hey. What we're signed up for, right?
It is what we're signed up for, and you know what it is. Before we call it a night, there it's down to these lot that listen and obviously listen back to the audio and watch the channel as well.
Can't thank you enough. Really mean that as well.
Like I said, just what was it? A couple of weeks ago, we hit 10,000, and do you know what it is? We could have got a 10,000 a hell of a long time ago if we had started doing the likes of what you see a lot of other people doing, transfer news and stuff like that. We've never done it. We never will do stuff like that because I think. This channel started off as a group of friends, just creating Newcastle United content. It'll always be the same. Anybody that comes on the channel is linked to us in some way at some point. And everybody just likes talking about this club. We're not doing it for views. We're not doing it for subscribers. We're just doing it because we love chatting about this football club. And that's all that it is.
It is. It's like you've got this like sort of all this like pressure in your head about, and you just have this opportunity to release a valve on a Monday night. Well, I do on a Monday night where I can just speak about it, you know what I mean. What I will say though, as well, though, it is lovely when you meet people that watched the show and that, and like everyone's so generous and so kind. Like it's like unbelievable. I just keep thinking people are going to punch us, mate, but they never do, not yet anyway. So
that's
thanks for that.
That's like normally when you first start going out. I think people wanted it. Yeah,
sure, everyone did. Yeah.
But yeah, there's plenty of people coming in that in the chat just saying thanks for all the content that you have done this week. Honestly, this season, and since we started doing it, a few comments. Honestly, it means the world to us. And what I do want to end it on is Kieran Trippier was awarded Player of the Season from the club. I think over the last couple of weeks, we've debated this a few times on the channel, especially on the Always Smiling Faces podcast on a Monday night. And we've always been, well, we've always thought that would go to Jordan. Mm. I think there's a lot of players that names would have been on that list. Mm. And Trippier, do you know what it is? He's up there with the most chances created, with the best of the best in the Premier League this season.
Yeah. So I totally agree. We've sat around this table almost every Monday night, and when that conversation's come up, we've always said Joe Linton.
Yeah.
But do you know when he actually got it, when he got awarded it, I thought, Actually, do you know what it is, Ali? Like, he leads by example every single game. And tonight, you know, the amount of times that he gets the ball, how many touches he has on the ball, everything goes through him. Absolutely everything goes through him. And I know people criticize him sometimes defensively, or they might say set pieces haven't been great here and there, but you can't deny how important he's been. Arguably, you know, you could say one of our best signings ever. He's been,
do you know what it is? He's been one of the reasons that this club switched.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. If Trippier, if it was somebody else that wasn't the first through the door, it might be in a different story. But Trippier has set the mold at this point. He really has.
He's incredible. He's absolutely incredible. The way that I keep saying this, he leads by example. He's always in control. He's always the one talking to the players. It's every single week, constantly. He's been ever, I'd pretty much say ever present. I can't really recall him missing a game, really. If he has, maybe it's only one. So there's absolutely no problems with that. He's unbelievable. And I think some of it as well, you really see the pride and the sort of respect he has for the shirt as well. He's very proud of being captain of this football club, like, which we obviously...
He's not even captain, really. He's on-field captain.
I apologise. Yeah, you're right, yeah. He's the sheriff in town, like, anyway.
Yes, yeah. He's absolutely top dog. He's top dog, guy. Mate.
And he massively deserves it. But to go back to your point, what you said, yes, there's two, three, maybe even four players you could say, do you know what, is you could be player of the season. And that's obviously going to happen when you finish third or fourth, you know. Majority of your team's got to play well to do that, so you're going to have people to choose from. But yeah, Trips has been outstanding. Like,
So there's been another donation. This one's from Andrew Green's. Thanks. That he says, had an accumulator on, and it was just Newcastle to win to get £500, but I don't even care. Champions League trophy next season. Imagine.
Don't get started.
Just imagine getting like quarters, semis.
Yeah, I think these are all discussions we'll have as they go on, but you know, it's interesting. I think. For me, if I'm thinking of it now, truthfully, I'm really excited of how many more pounds that this opens up. Like, you know, how big is the checkbook allowed to be now with finishing in the top four? Of course, there would have been a budget if we finished 10th.
Commercial, okay. Digger. Think of the commercial.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean. That, like, it's so fast track. And, the, you know, well, I'm not going to talk about what I'm worried about. I won't, not tonight. But I think if there would, as even Henry Howe said it, hasn't he, that there's a budget for if we had finished here, there's a budget for Europa, and there's a budget for Champions League. And you just really hope that now we're getting there, that, you know, they can really push it. Because we're going to have to, mind you. Going to have to.
Of course we'll.
To be able to compete on all fronts, if that's what they're wanting to do. But God almighty, it's going to be amazing to see what's going to happen. Like, it's going to be unbelievable. I really hope we get a big club, you know. First off, like a real name would be amazing.
I think you've
seen some of the pots, and you're
going to guarantee at least one.
You get one.
At least one. Yeah. Do you know what?
I mean, don't want to be too hard. I don't want like the three best teams in the world.
Do you know what it is, Hammond, but, like... Do you know what it is? Sod it, whoever it is, we're there. We're a part of it. So what difference does it make?
I suppose there are moments in the moments in life that don't, you know, as a football fan, as a fan of the game. You want your team to play Barcelona, Milan, whatever it may be. And it's mad, isn't it? It's so funny that you think we're in the same league as Man City, who you could arguably say are the greatest, right? And we'll play them twice a season, but you didn't care. But you know what I mean? This is Man City. I want to play against Barcelona, Milan, and all the rest of it, you know, which we've been lucky enough to do in the past many years ago. But it'd be amazing to happen again. Can you imagine a Wednesday night there against AC Milan at home? For God's sake. But it just like...
It'll be ridiculous, mate. And do you know what it is? I said this a few weeks ago. Other teams around Europe will be looking at Newcastle United, especially at St. James's Park, and going, nah, don't want to go there. Don't fancy that.
No, because, you know, I agree definitely. And there's a lot of players in that we've seen, not European, of course, we haven't been there yet, but have played at St. James's under the current heat that they're under. Big players as well, big teams. Can't handle it. And I agree. I think we'll be like, that's a cliche saying, like, but like the 12th man at home on some European nights, like. But it's just going to be amazing to see and, you know, experience and
just hearing that music.
Hearing the music.
Just hearing that music.
Yeah, it'll be ringtone as soon as this is.
Do you know what it is? It was 20 years ago, right? We would have both been teenagers at that point. Yeah. I can't really remember it. I remember moments, but I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't old enough to take it all in and appreciate it.
Well, on my post, actually, I put on. I was at with Whitey. I don't know if you'd be watching. A few of the lads went to Ewood Park. We had to play Blackburn and get a point. We drew twos each and Shearer got both. And that point secured the Champions League. And that was 20 years ago. And I remember that was yesterday. I remember where I was standing and everything. But some of the Champions League games, Milan, obviously, I remember Bellamy kicking. That was horrendous. I do remember, but I actually can't remember the introduction of the game. You know, the note, I can't remember the song in that. That's strange. I remember Shearer getting a hat-trick, things like that. But there's certain moments I can't remember. So, of course, you know, you get to relive all that. But amazing for the young ones coming through as well. Young Baines and that, having the opportunity to go with the dad. As I've said this story many times, my first game was a UEFA Cup game. Very first game was I thought to go Bilbao at home, but that was UEFA Cup. And you've got some of the children that'll be able to go with their dads this time for a Champions League night. I mean,
our kids, Dicker. Just look at our kids.
I'll drag him along.
Our kids have got a club to be proud of.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
And that's what means the most.
Yeah.
Like my sons now will be like, oh, like, dad, like, we're Newcastle in the league now.
Yeah.
Like previously, I'd be like, oh, don't ask that question, son. Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't ask either, probably now. And I do find that you see kids walking around with a shirt on again, don't you? Used to always be, I'd see loads of Liverpool shirts. That's fine. The kids are kids. I'm not having to go anywhere here. I'm just saying that you'd see Salah on the back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I'm seeing kids.
Burn. You've seen Dan Burn on the back of kids' shirts and that, man.
But it is. I say this all the time. It's the Keegan era all again. And it feels like that. As an adult now. It feels
it's connection to the club, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is. You're a part of something.
Yeah. The glue's back. And as much as is the influx of the takeover, of course, absolutely. Let's be fair, right? That's helped. It's Eddie Howe, like. Eddie's the man. Eddie's the person that's managed to do this, like. It's just ridiculous. He's got to get manager of the season as well, eh? Even if Pep wins a treble. It's hard to see.
He should get manager of the season, but it's manager of the Premier League season, okay?
Yeah.
And
thank you very much. Yeah.
I think he deserves
it. He's got to get it, man.
I don't think he'll get it, but I think he deserves it,
100%. Well, I probably think people are saying I'm biased, because I think that, but you know, you've taken the team there, you know, from the brink of relegation to being obviously fine.
Coaching players to be good players.
I know that's what it is.
That's the difference.
People do forget that. People will look at, well, you're 63 million for Isaac, 40 million for Bruno. I'm well aware that happened, but there's so many cogs to the wheel, and Shea's a better player. Well, everyone you've just mentioned, Joel Linton, Miggy. Wilson's still banging them in. You know what I mean? Looks better than ever.
Murphy's a prime example.
Murphy's another example, yeah. And that's why there's just no, but there's no team really does that. Really. Do you know the person I'd probably give it to if it wasn't for us doing as well would probably be the Brighton manager? Because he's done, it's literally Moneyball down there. Like the way that them have managed to, sorry, I could go on forever, yeah. But the way that he's managed to do that, you know, on nothing, you know, you've ripped your director of football out of the way and you've ripped Trossard out of your team. You know, some big, you know, better players. Burns being ripped from your team, for example. And you still perform the way you do. But he wouldn't get it anyway, probably either. But, I still think Eddie Howe deserves it. But I think in terms of a season, Pardew got it once, didn't he? He got a lot, didn't he?
Got the curse eye. Curse manager of the season eye.
But he deserved it because it was ridiculous that we finished that high. And this is probably the same way for Howe in terms of, we should never, ever be where we are. But we are.
We are, mate. And hopefully we are here. To stay, mate. Once again, thank you everybody who has joined us this evening. Like I said, it is a late one, so that's it. Us done for tonight. Thank you so much if you are listening back to this one, or if you just listen to the audio as well, driving about, walking the dog, whatever you are doing. If you are listening to the audio, just go and give this a bit of a review. If you do like it, give it 5 stars. Helps us out massively, getting onto the charts and getting into more Newcastle United fans feeds. Become a subscriber of the YouTube channel. Like I said earlier, we hit 10,000 subscribers as well. We've been trying a while for that, and there's plenty more content on the back of hitting 10,000. Goalkeeper kit, which we mentioned the last few weeks as well. And if you want to give an extra bit back, it is just $2.99 a month to become a member. Next season, you will be getting a hell of a lot more content, early access to extra videos, including Champions League match previews.
I need to do all of them, don't I? I have to.
Every single one.
No matter what.
Thanks, everybody. Watch what you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy your summer. Just enjoy this moment. See you later.